My friend, I want to speak to you today about a promise that comes directly from the heart of God himself. It's a promise of restoration, a promise of renewal, and a promise of redemption for all the years that may have felt lost or wasted in your life. So, my friends, life often surprises us with unexpected challenges. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, things just don't go according to plan. Dreams are shattered, relationships falter, opportunities slip away, and we find ourselves standing amidst the ruins of what we thought our lives would be. It's in these moments of despair and uncertainty that we may feel as though we've lost precious time, as though the best years of our lives have slipped through our fingers. But hear me now, my friends. God is not bound by time as we are. He is the God of restoration, the God who can turn our mourning into dancing and our ashes into beauty. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25, it says, "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten." So, God sees every tear you've shed, every sleepless night you've endured, and every heartache you've experienced. He knows the pain of loss, and he longs to bring healing and restoration to your life. You may look back on your past and see only regrets, missed opportunities, and brokenness, but God sees something different. He sees potential, he sees hope, and he sees a future filled with promise. My friends, whatever you've lost, whether it's time, relationships, opportunities, or something else entirely, God is able to restore it. But we must trust in his timing and his plan. Sometimes the process of restoration requires patience and perseverance on our part. But rest assured, God is faithful, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. So, as you stand here today, perhaps feeling weary and worn down by the trials of life, I want to encourage you to lift your eyes to the hills. For where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He is the one who can breathe new life into the dry bones of our past and create something beautiful out of the ashes. Believe in the power of God to restore what has been lost. Trust in his unfailing love and his boundless grace. And know that as you walk forward in faith, he will lead you into a future filled with hope and promise. My friends, let me speak to you of the beauty that lies within the promise of restoration. When we talk about restoration, we're not just talking about getting back what we've lost. We're talking about something even greater, an act of divine intervention that takes what was broken and makes it whole again. Think about the prodigal son who squandered his inheritance on wild living and found himself in a state of destitution. Yet when he returned home, broken and repentant, his father welcomed him with open arms, restoring him to his rightful place in the family. That's the kind of restoration God offers us, not just a return to where we were before, but a transformation that brings us into closer communion with him. And it's not just individual restoration that God promises, but restoration for communities, nations, and even creation itself. In the book of Revelation, we read of a new heaven and a new earth, where God will wipe away every tear and make all things new. That's the ultimate fulfillment of his promise to restore all that has been lost. But what does this mean for us here and now, in the midst of our everyday struggles and challenges? It means that no matter how far we may have strayed, no matter how broken we may feel, there is always hope. It means that our past mistakes and failures do not define us, but rather serve as a testament to God's grace and his power to redeem. So, my friends, let us not lose heart in the face of adversity. Let us hold fast to the promise of restoration. Knowing that God is faithful to fulfill his word, let us press on, confident that the best is yet to come, and that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. As we journey through this life, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, Let us trust in his goodness and his mercy, knowing that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And when the doubts and fears of this world threaten to overwhelm us, let us remember the words of Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Beloved, God is indeed making a way for us, even in the midst of our wilderness. He's bringing forth streams of living water to refresh our souls and restore our weary spirits. So let us trust in him, and let us walk boldly into the future he has prepared for us. My beloved brothers and sisters, let us delve deeper into the profound truth that God's promise of restoration extends to every aspect of our lives. It's not just about the big moments or the significant losses. It's about the seemingly insignificant details, the broken pieces that we may have overlooked or forgotten. So remember, God's promise of restoration for you is not confined to a specific moment or situation. It encompasses every area of your life, your relationships, your health, your finances, your dreams, and even the seemingly insignificant details that others may overlook. God is in the business of restoring all that has been broken, lost, or stolen. Perhaps you're facing a season of drought in your relationships, feeling disconnected from loved ones, or struggling to find meaningful connections. Trust that God is able to restore and reconcile those relationships, bringing healing and unity where there was once division. Or maybe you're battling illness or facing physical limitations that have robbed you of your vitality and joy. Know that God is the great healer, and he is able to bring restoration to your body, mind, and spirit. He can breathe new life into your weary bones and restore you to health and wholeness. And what about your dreams and aspirations? Have you ever felt like time was slipping away, leaving your dreams unfulfilled and your passions unrealized? Take heart, dear friend, for God is not bound by time or circumstance. He is able to redeem even the years that may have seemed lost, bringing forth new opportunities and avenues for you to pursue your God-given purpose. But here's the thing. God's promise of restoration requires something of us as well. It requires faith, perseverance, and a willingness to surrender our plans and desires to his perfect will. Beloved friends, let us not forget the power of forgiveness in this process. Forgiveness is a key component of restoration, both in our relationship with God and with others. When we hold on to bitterness, resentment, or anger towards ourselves or others, it creates barriers to the restoration God wants to bring into our lives. Unforgiveness keeps us bound to the past, preventing us from moving forward into the abundant life God has for us. Yet, God's forgiveness knows no bounds. His grace is sufficient to cover even the most grievous sins and offenses. When we come to him in humility and repentance, he extends his mercy and forgives us completely. As it says in Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Likewise, God calls us to extend that same forgiveness to others. In Matthew 6:14-15, Jesus says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Forgiveness is not always easy, but it is essential for our own healing and restoration. When we choose to forgive, we release the hold that past hurts and offenses have on us, allowing God to work his restoration in our hearts and in our relationships. It doesn't mean that the pain magically disappears or that the consequences of sin are erased, but it does mean that we are no longer defined by our past mistakes or the wrongs done to us. So, my dear friends, if there is unforgiveness in your heart today, I encourage you to bring it to the foot of the cross. Lay down your hurts, your anger, and your bitterness, and allow God to replace them with His peace, His love, and His healing. Choose to forgive. Not because the other person deserves it, but because you deserve to experience the freedom and restoration that come from obedience to God's word. As you release forgiveness, watch as God begins to work miracles of restoration in your life. He is able to redeem even the most broken relationships, bringing reconciliation and healing where there was once division and pain. And in the process, He will restore your soul, filling you with a joy and a peace that surpasses all understanding. Let us now turn our focus to the role of perseverance in experiencing God's promise of restoration in the journey of life. There are often seasons of waiting, of enduring hardship, and of facing obstacles. Yet, it is in these very moments that our faith is tested and our resolve to trust in God's promises is strengthened. Likewise, in our own lives, there may be situations that seem hopeless, dreams that seem out of reach, and prayers that seem unanswered. It's in these moments that we are called to persevere, to hold fast to our faith, and to trust that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating His plans for our good. Perseverance is not about simply gritting our teeth and soldiering on in our own strength. Rather, it's about leaning into God's strength and relying on His grace to sustain us through every trial and tribulation. As it says in James 1, 2, 4, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. In the midst of our trials and difficulties, God is at work, refining our character, strengthening our faith, and preparing us for the restoration He has in store. So, my dear friends, do not lose heart in the face of adversity. Instead, let us embrace the opportunity to grow in perseverance, knowing that it is through perseverance that we will ultimately experience the fullness of God's restoration in our lives. As we journey through the valleys and mountaintops of life, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us draw near to Him in prayer and in His word, finding strength and encouragement to persevere in the face of every trial. And let us trust that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. My beloved friends, in every season of life, there are reasons to give thanks, even when circumstances may seem dire and hope may feel distant. We can always find something to be grateful for, whether it's the love of family and friends, the beauty of creation, or the assurance of God's presence with us. The Apostle Paul understood the transformative power of gratitude when he wrote, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Notice that Paul doesn't say to give thanks for all circumstances, but in all circumstances, even in the midst of trials and hardships, we can choose to give thanks, knowing that God is at work and that His purposes will ultimately prevail. When we cultivate an attitude of gratitude, it shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have been given. It opens our eyes to the countless blessings that surround us each day and fills our hearts with joy and contentment. As it says in Psalm 104, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." Gratitude also deepens our relationship with God as we recognize His hand at work in our lives and acknowledge His goodness and faithfulness. It draws us closer to Him, fostering intimacy and trust. and positioning us to receive His blessings with open hearts and minds. In the journey toward experiencing God's promise of restoration, gratitude plays a vital role. It helps us to see the silver linings in the midst of life's storms, to find beauty in the brokenness, and to trust that God is working all things together for our good. So, my dear friends, let us cultivate a heart of gratitude, even in the midst of trials and challenges. Let us give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His abundant blessings, and let us trust that as we give thanks, God will continue to pour out His grace and mercy upon us, leading us into the fullness of His restoration. My beloved brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with this assurance. God's promise of restoration is not merely a distant hope or a far-off dream. It is a reality that we can hold on to with unwavering faith, knowing that God is faithful to fulfill His word, no matter what you may be facing today, whether it's loss, brokenness, or despair. Remember that God is with you. He sees your pain. He hears your prayers, and He longs to bring healing and restoration to every area of your life. So, as you go forth from this moment, may you cling to the promise of restoration with renewed faith and hope. May you trust in the goodness of God, knowing that He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And may you walk in the fullness of God's love and grace, experiencing His restoration in every aspect of your life. May you be filled with joy, peace, and gratitude, knowing that God is faithful to His promises and that He will indeed restore all that has been lost. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Now open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, I come to You today with a heavy heart, but also with hope and faith in Your promises. I know that You are a God who restores, and I believe that You can restore all that has been broken in my life. There have been many times when I have felt lost and alone, when I have struggled to find meaning and purpose in my circumstances. There have been times when I have made choices that have led me down the wrong path, and I have paid a heavy price for my mistakes. But I know that Your love is greater than my failures, and Your mercy is more powerful than my sins. I know that You can take the broken pieces of my life and make something beautiful out of them. Please, help me to trust in Your plan for my life, even when I don't understand it. Help me to surrender my fears and doubts to You, and to trust that You are working all things together for my good. I pray that You would restore the years that have been wasted, that You would redeem the time that has been lost. I pray that You would heal my broken heart and renew my hope and strength. Thank You for Your love, Your grace, and Your mercy. I trust in Your promises, and I know that You will never leave me or forsake me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.